More than 14,000 young persons benefited under the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment Hope Program in 2017, and some 20,000 are targeted for this year. Today, we hear from the National Coordinator of the HOPE program to get an update on the initiative's successes to date. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. The Housing Opportunity Production and Employment HOPE program officially got started in May 2017. It targets unattached youths island-wide between the ages 18 to 24, providing them with educational and job opportunities. National Coordinator for the HOPE program, Lieutenant Colonel Rickman, says the program aims to develop Jamaica's youth into fully rounded individuals who have the social, academic, and technical skills to become productive members of society. Colonel Rickman says it's been a challenging but rewarding experience for him since assuming the position of National Coordinator for HOPE.
Speaking to the various ministries, departments, and agencies of government, but also speaking to other organizations as well, just to sell the program and to build it out and to do a sort of a pilot program on it. Now, the pilot has worked very, very well. The feedback from the employers in particular are tremendous. They're quite pleased with most of the persons that are in the program. Many of them are being employed.
For 2018, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman says he hopes to significantly increase the number of participants under the HOPE program.
So we targeted from last year the initial 14,000, and then there is another almost 2,000 that have been engaged on the program. Going into the new financial year, we want to increase those numbers significantly. It may be a little bit ambitious, but I really would like to affect and in a positive way, as much as 20,000 young Jamaicans across the length and width of the island.
Lieutenant Colonel Rickman says he has close to 4,000 applications presently. That's why he's employing more employers in both the public and the private sectors to take on HOPE apprentices.
It has to be an all-of-government approach, certainly, but it also has to be an all-of-Jamaica approach, that everybody is participating, with the end result is that we're aiming towards a better Jamaica with less crime and more people being productive and more opportunities, set the conditions for more investments into the country and so on.
So how does the whole program work?
So first of all, they go into a training period, and the first part of the training period, the first 2 to 4 weeks, will be what is called the core skills, which are soft skills and about good values and attitudes and good work ethics that is infused in that. Then they go into a basic skill training of the choice of area that they wish. And those skill areas are aligned with the needs of government especially.
The apprenticeship period is a one-year engagement activity, and participants can also expect to be given a stipend during the period. After the one-year period has passed, each individual will be assisted to find work or join some other productive activity.
So the idea is everybody who comes on the program must thereafter have a bright future, have a future, a career path that we would help to set out for them.
Grants and training support will also be available to those wishing to start their own businesses after the period ends. There is also a mentorship aspect under the HOPE program, which Lieutenant Colonel Rickman believes has contributed to the overall success of the program to date.
The idea of training in values and attitudes through the core skills training is good, but it's insufficient to only do values and attitudes in a 2 to 4 week span and expect the participants to always hone these things for the rest of their lives. But if you reinforce these values and attitudes through mentorship over time, over a one-year period and even beyond, then we're keeping the success rate high.
National Coordinator for the HOPE program, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman. That's it for our update on the HOPE program. For more information, visit the Facebook page HOPE Program Jamaica or visit the HeartTrust NTA's website for the application process. You can also send an email to hope@opm.gov.jm. I'm Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.